Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
My bumper music is a combination of things from the past and the new songs. And I love this song here by a guy by the name of Malcolm Todd. It's called Bleed. You can find it. It's also with Omar Apollo. My son loves Omar Apollo. He's played at the pageant before. You can find my music on the Spotify list I tweeted out at the end of the show. Frank Cusimano from KSDK visits with us on Monday and Fridays. He's here this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Mark, do you know that the first sign of age is you don't recognize new music? So that means you have not aged.
I love new music, and I try to stay on top. My kids help a little bit, my 10-year-old for sure. Well, look, we go into this weekend not exactly knowing what's going to happen after the Cardinals lose a couple of series. They were staying red hot through Memorial Day, but look, they got it done, and those were amazing games against the Dodgers, weren't they?
Yeah, the Saturday game was maybe the best game all season long. The Mason win run, the Nolan Arenado walk-off, the incredible pitching by the bullpen. Fetty was good. The start Friday, too, by Sonny Gray was just out of sight against a team that had three MVPs and three Hall of Famers at the top of their order.
So yesterday, you know, they tried to claw back a little bit. The Dodgers, as we indicated Friday, look, you got three Hall of Famers that start the lineup, and yesterday did not go quite as well. But again, you win a series and you get back on track. So where are they next? I don't even know. I haven't looked at the schedule.
Well, they have Toronto. I just left the clubhouse. They have Toronto tonight for three games. And Toronto's good. They're 35-30. You know, the Cardinals had the fifth best record in baseball against teams with records of over 500. So what that means is they're beating the good teams. And it gives you hope that, boy, if you can get in the playoffs, you've shown you can beat them during the regular season. Maybe you could win some games in the playoffs. That's the good news. The bad news is, if the playoffs were to start today, the Giants have been hot, so they have that final wild card spot. So the Cardinals have some work to do.
Yeah, look, it's not going to get easier, right? And we've already alluded to the fact that there may be some decisions to make at the trade deadline, which now it's like a month away, maybe a little bit more than that, a month and a half, right?
Yeah, 6 weeks. And, you know, making that decision may not be all John Mozeliak. He did an interview with an out-of-town outlet saying that, you know, Haim is going to start being involved in some of these decisions. So we'll see what happens. You know, John Mozeliak would do anything to go out, you know, with a playoff appearance. However, he's got to think about the future of the franchise. And what we're talking about basically is, do you move Helsley or not?
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. You know, I think it's funny that when you look at how the prior six games had gone before the Dodgers series, everyone's freaking out. Are we going to sell? All of a sudden, you know, things are going wrong. Pitching looks terrible. And with one series, right, the narrative completely flips. But my question to you, right, is that do you still – tonight's a big one because Andre Pallante's going back out there. He struggled as of late. You're going to see Matthew Liberatore in this series. So it feels like there's still a lot riding on this upcoming series for the Cardinals to make sure that the starting pitching continues to get right.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think the Pallante start, I just asked Ali Marmol about this about 15 minutes ago, you know, how important this start is for Andre, who I think in his last like nine starts, the ERA is in the low fives. But, you know, he said that, hey, his last start wasn't good, but a couple of his other starts, he used the kind of the Miles Michaelis line, a soft contact. So, but I do think this is a big start for him. Now, they got like 29 games in 30 days coming up. So they sent McGreevy down today. But I would think that if Palante had a really rough outing today, they may think about, you know, even though they sent McGreevy down, you know, thinking about McGreevy in the rotation.
So, Frank, the dreams of the Battlehawks have ended, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And, Mark, I was thinking about this last night. That may be the last professional football game played by a St. Louis team in my lifetime. Because I don't know how much longer the UFL can go. I wish them well. They do well in St. Louis. They're not drawing other places. So you got to wonder, if this is it, was that the last game, you know, we're going to see it as a professional football organization?
Well, you're kind of killing yourself off pretty early there, too, right? I mean, you planned to leave the planet very soon. I get what you mean, though. You know, it's just the reality of where we are with that league.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I still hold out hope we're going to one day call it the St. Louis Bengals if you hear those wild rumors about Cincinnati. But I don't think it's happening. I don't think the NFL is going to say, well, a team's going to move. Let's go to the city where we just wrote a check for $800 million to.
Hey, I am looking forward. I'm going to watch the Cardinals tonight. But look, the first two games of this Stanley Cup series have been amazing. Game three tonight.
You know, when Matthew Tkachuk is only the second biggest disturber on your team, and that's when you know you got a team that disturbs a lot of people, and Marshawn is just nuts, and he's effective as hell. So this is going to be great. Here's my thought on this one, too, is I think that you could say Connor McDavid is the greatest player in NHL history to have not won a Stanley Cup. I mean, he's one of the 10 best players, I think, of all time. And if he doesn't get this done with their salary situation, I don't know if they're going to come back next year. I mean, they're going to have to break up that team a little bit. So this is a big moment. I think most people are pulling for McDavid because he's such a great player and a good guy. But, boy, Florida, they're the defending champions for a reason.
Frank, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. Have a great week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Ethan, you were at the game on Friday. That hockey game was unbelievable. Goes into overtime again. They score in the last couple of minutes when there's an open net. I mean, it's really exciting. And I've stated this. I don't really need to put the asterisk on again. But look, I'm not really into hockey during the regular season, but I've been into hockey in the postseason.
The storylines make it so much fun also because this is the second straight year that these two teams have been playing. You know, it's once again an American team versus a Canadian team. And you got Tkachuk on the American team. So there's a lot of fun storylines to go with it. The first two games could not have been any more entertaining.
But because you have the split. So now you have, look, this is a series. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You got a lot to watch tonight. That Canadian Open was amazing yesterday, too. It goes into like three extra playoff holes. Senator Schmidt is coming up. We're going to talk a little baseball with him. He is going to be one of the rock stars in the congressional baseball game on Wednesday. We'll get a preview. We'll also talk about all this craziness in the news coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.